I believe it was, at Cornelius' house, before Peter ever got back in Jerusalem, it's already published in Joppa what had happened down there. And I looked that up. Now, I didn't have time to study it out, but I believe it was 30 miles away. They didn't have a car to get into. They ain't telegraphing. Amen. Somebody done run and told them. And you know what happened to those bunch of Gentiles? Amen. They got full of the Holy Ghost just like the You believe that? You believe that? Bible said when Peter was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on that those that were with Peter, came with Peter, said they were astonished that the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles. I looked that word up, astonished. You know, we think, my, they got the Holy Ghost. But Strong said that means to be insane, to be just be beside yourself. Can you imagine that? Just going, I can't believe this. Gentiles getting what the Jews should have. Amen. But Peter was right there. He saw it for himself, and he went back and told what great things God had done. Amen. I'm telling you, it might not always fit what we think. Amen. We need to get out of what folks have told us all these years. I'm not talking about Bible preaching and teaching. Amen. We should never, ever stray from the Word of God. It's true today. It was true yesterday, and it'll be true tomorrow. But some of these preconceived notions that we got about how people are going to come in, and they're going to just, amen, come in dressed right, looking right. Amen. They're going to come in with the right attitude. That ain't the way it's going to be all the time. Amen. I told some, I said, I don't care. If we can get them here, create an atmosphere that they might get saved and feel conviction, let's just get them here and let God clean them up. And I said, let's just get them here, let God clean them up. I can't believe, amen, one of the bigger churches in this area, they said they was talking about busting in some kids. One of the men said, well, what you going to do when some little black boy comes dancing up to your girl and says, I want to dance with you or something like, I mean, something foolish. I thought, man, you can still preach and teach on separation. Amen. You can preach on things and learn them as they go along. Amen. I'm telling you, we were worried about things before they even happened. I'm thinking they ain't even got nobody in there yet. And they even started a bus route and they're already worried about what's going to happen. I'm telling you, get your heart right with God. Get men in here, let them see the light and get them rooted in the Word of God. They'll do what's right. I said, they'll do what's right if we preach it and teach it and they want to live for God. They will do what's right. Amen. Book of Jude says, some making a difference, having compassion. Amen. I want to make a difference, don't you? I said, I want to make a difference. Acts chapter number 4. Amen. Verse number 31. Acts chapter number 4. Talked last Wednesday night about the book of Acts, how that man God was moving among them, how their lives were being changed, how it was more than just a shout. Amen. It was more than them speaking in tongues on that porch. But it was about the power of God, about preaching and teaching what was right. And they went out and they turned the world upside down with what they got there that day in the upper room. And I said Sunday morning, I'll say it again here. Amen. A lot of us wouldn't do what they done. Amen. They put aside, some said they was in there 10 days. Amen. They put aside 10 days and prayed and called on God till the power came. Amen. They laid everything else aside, laid all their appointments, all their, amen, engagements. They put them in the back burner and said, we got to have that power. That's why Jesus said, go tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with what? Power from on high. I wonder how many of us have put aside an hour nowadays. Amen. 2 hours or just a whole day to find out the will of God for our lives and what He'd have us to do. But after they got that Holy Ghost fell on them, amen, we find Peter standing and speaking and talking about the good things of God. Amen. Talking about how God had moved and how God was going to move on those that were there. But then we see Acts chapter 4, verse number 31. Amen. Verse number 31. And the Bible says that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God
with boldness. And they just didn't stop that preaching right there that day. They went from place to place. Amen. They were doing something about what they had heard. And I told us Sunday morning, one of the greatest dangers, if you want to see people die, is just be dormant. Amen. Don't do anything. Don't have any outreach. Amen. Don't try to get the church stirred up. Amen. Don't do anything for God, and you're sure to die off. I read about Jim Jones some years ago, and I began to read here a while back on how all those people died. Brother Neil, I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but Jim Jones was a so-called Pentecostal preacher. And he got to believing that himself was the Messiah. And they said one day he got up in the pulpit, threw the Bible out of the pulpit, said it's a fairy tale. And began to tell men that he was the one to look to. And those people bought that lie and were deceived. And they believed what that man told them. And finally they moved out to Guyana. And there they had that compound, that cult going on. And the government found out about it. I believe it was a congressman's daughter that was there. And they came to investigate. And they come back to get those that wanted to leave. And Jim Jones knew that what he had was about to collapse. So he mixed up poisonous Kool-Aid. Amen. 800 people, I think it was, died that day. Amen. I read something that stirred my heart. He said some drunk the Kool-Aid. And later on, they found out that some were held by gunpoint and were forced to drink that Kool-Aid. Amen. I don't know if it's eyewitnesses or how they found that out. Amen. Said that some and some were shot in the back while they ran. I'm telling you tonight, I'd rather be shot in the back. Amen. I'd rather try to get out than I had just to give in to the devil. Amen. Let him take what I've got. Amen. That's what some said. I'm not standing here for this. Amen. I'm not going to let this happen to my life. But I thought about if they had stood up a whole lot earlier and said, this ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. My children are being damned. Amen. My family is going to hell. Amen. Because what we've got ourselves into. And if we're not careful, we'll take that same kind of mentality. And we say, well, I don't want to stir up any trouble. I don't want to cause any pain. Amen. I just want to go about my business. Amen. Don't want to make the devil mad. But that was not the church of Acts. Amen. They preached the gospel. It didn't matter who, amen, was offended by it. It didn't matter who got mad. Amen. That wasn't their sole purpose. That wasn't what they set out to do. But they had the attitude, we're obeying God, not man. We're not here to tickle your ears. Amen. We're here to tell you the truth. And the Bible said as they begin to pray, amen, that place was shaken. Amen. I thought about that and I looked up that word shaken. And a strong city means, amen, to be brought down from a secure, amen, happy place or a happy state. I read a thing yesterday Rockefeller said. He said, to have the great, sometimes you got to let go of the good. Amen. To have the great, sometimes you got to let go of the good. How many times has God, amen, laid out the great before us, but because of what we had? Amen. Because of complacency in our heart and because of the need to climb up high, we've held on to what we've got. Amen. And missed out on the great things of God. Amen. I don't want to be that way. And that's the way these men were. Amen. They were letting go of the good. Amen. That easy lifestyle of just getting by, being called disciples. But now they were becoming men and women of God and were turning the world upside down. Amen. That place not only was shaken, but the hearts and lives of these men and women, amen, were shaken to the point that they could not be quiet, or rather they did not want to be silent about what God was doing. Amen. God, shake us tonight. I said, God, shake us tonight. Amen. From our seat of ease, our place of complacency, and help us. I said, help us to be stirred in our heart. Amen. The Bible said in verse number 34, amen, said that they begin to sell all that they had. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, it tells us about that. But in Acts chapter 4, verse 34, it says, neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were a possession of land, of houses, sold them and bought the pieces of the things that were sold and laid them down the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according to as he had need. Amen. You know what I thought about that? They were so shaken that they sold out wholly to God. Amen. Not only in their spiritual lives, but in their physical lives. Amen. Possessions and land were no longer important. Amen. Things of the world no longer had value. Amen. That one that no doubt built houses and acquired land. Amen. Maybe inheritance that were handed down. Family heirlooms. Amen. They sold it all. And they laid it down, said, it's not mine anymore. But I put it into the hands of God to be used for the edification. Amen. To help those in need at the church. I wonder how many are willing to do that tonight. Amen. To lay everything aside and say, Lord, what I got, I give to you. Amen. Not only my heart, my mind, my soul. Amen. But what I got tonight, I give to you. I mean, how many of us, we talked about being sold out. How many of us tonight, if God wasn't laying on our heart to give away our car, amen, would literally give away our car. Amen. That can't be God. I won't have a ride. Amen. Sometimes you got to let go of the good to get the great. How many of us tonight, amen, would give the coat off our back? Amen. Give those things we hold precious that others might be blessed and might be helped. I'm telling you tonight, we need that kind of shaking to bring us down from our happy state and see the need of man in a lost and dying world. And be so shaken we sell out to God. And say, you know what? I'm seeking first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto me. As long as I seek his righteousness, as long as I walk by his hand, amen, God's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. It might not be up to our standard at times. It might not seem like it is according to our physical eye. Amen. But God's going to meet and God's going to help one way or another. Amen. They were sold out. I wish we'd just sell out tonight and say, God, everything I got is yours. Amen. I was praying today. I said, God, amen, I mean this with my whole heart. My paycheck's yours. I'll give it away if you tell me to, Lord. Amen. From now on, when I get that paycheck, amen, Lord, what would you have me to do? Deposit it in the bank. You just saying that. I'm telling you, I've been blessed here lately more by giving what I thought I didn't have enough to give. Amen, giving it. Amen, God has blessed me so much. And I figured, hey man, it works. It works to sell out. It works to sell out.
Amen, God dealt with me the other day. I won't go into detail about giving something. And man, I thought I just ain't got it to give. You know, you get a little extra and you want to guard it up. That's my extra. You got things you want to do with it. Things you want to buy. Or activities you want to do. I thought, God, amen, I really don't want to give this. And, amen, it wasn't that you know how it is. We treasure things more sometimes. And we do a blessing that, amen, obeying the will of God. But finally, God got on me. And I went to the car and I got it out. But I didn't get exactly what God told me to get. Amen, I just took part of it. And I left part of it for myself. Amen, I thought, well, God, I ain't give it all. And this is a pretty good deal in my eyes. If I was to do that, amen, I'd be all right. I was walking across the yard coming back to the church, and the Lord spoke to my heart. And he said, I told you what to give, give it. And I kept on walking. I thought, Lord, amen, if I don't give what you gave me or told me to give, you might take everything I got.
God. Amen. You're giving me everything I got already. Amen. I need to obey you. I went back and got it. I gave it. Amen. God bless that person, and he blessed me the next day. Got the exact same amount in the mail. Amen. Came right to my house. Didn't have to go pick it up. Amen. Didn't even ask for it. Amen. But the mail carrier, amen, didn't even know he was delivering a blessing from God and put it right in the mailbox. I'm telling you, if we'll give it all, God a blessing. Amen. It might not be but two loaves. It might not be but a few fishes. But others can leave with something left over. Amen. I thought last night TJ got up and he testified. Amen. I mean, God helped him. And he sat back down. Folks just sitting around like you are right now, kind of looking. And nobody even said anything. I'm thinking, man, if you don't even know him, if you don't even know where he's come from, to see a young man stand up and testify ought to stir our hearts. And I yelled out, I said, man, if you knew what God did for this boy, you'd lift your hands and just say glory, or something to that effect. Can't remember my exact words. About that time, old TJ took off, ran around the church a couple of times. I even ran in behind him. I felt so good about it. And the service broke. Hey, man, you know what TJ said? Was riding that van down the interstate. I said, taking him home, was all by himself, timbering the back. He said, I'm sure glad I gave what I had to God tonight. I said, son, it'll work every time. Every time you come to church, outside these four walls, you give it to God, and God will use it.
Amen. You know, we got that mentality, what I got ain't worth nothing. And what can I do for the kingdom of God? And you know what I say, what you got in your hands ain't worth nothing. Amen. Would you take a testimony and put it into the hands of God and say, God, use me in my testimony. You take your life and say, here I am, God. If you say, go and visit, I'll go and visit. If you say, call somebody on the phone, I'll call. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm sold out. You know what will happen? Amen. God will use you to bless others. And not only that, you'll be blessed yourself. Amen. Amen. You know, we got this religion going on. I was listening to a radio station down in North Carolina. I slip around XM, and there's some preacher home there, and basically he's telling everybody, you know, we've got so bowed down in this old-time religion, is what he said, in this old-time religion, amen, that you can't sin. And he said, ain't nobody can go day by day without sin. Amen. And he said, you know, we try to make people feel bad. And I thought, man, you got the wrong idea. I told Quincy last night, I said, son, I said, can you think he walked that wall without sinning? He said, yes, sir, I believe I can. I said, tomorrow when you wake up, step by step, tell the devil, I took that step, but I didn't sin. I took that step, but I didn't sin. Amen. You keep on going, you'll make a whole day of it. And look back and say, thank God I went a whole day and I didn't sin against the Lord. Amen. I kept myself pure and holy before. And I'm telling you, we need to sell out ourselves and let God use us. We talk about, well, nobody wants to hear it. You know what's happening. Amen. The Jehovah's Witnesses have beat us. Amen. The Mormons have knocked on more doors, had more college prayer meetings than we could ever imagine. And people are believing a lie and they are damned. But more than that, we sit with our eyes covered in the house of God thinking it'll go away. I think somehow God's going to reveal it to them. But how shall they hear without a preacher? And I'm telling you, we all might not fill a pulpit. We all might not get behind a sacred desk and call upon the name of the Lord and deliver a sermon. But everybody's got a message to preach. Everybody's got something to say that can bring others to the light. I got to move on. Amen. Bible said all this was happening, signs and wonders going on. And it got so stirred up, they thought Peter would pass by and his shadow would touch him. If I can just get in the shadow of Peter, I'll be healed.
Them boys had so much power. Can you imagine that? I mean, can you imagine going to a camp meeting or somewhere and them saying, man, if Brother Jim could just walk by and a shadow be cast on us, we'll be better off. Amen. But you know what a shadow is? Amen. You know how a shadow is cast? It intercepts light. Amen. It's an interception of light. Amen. That's how that shadow is formed and made. And I'm telling you tonight, when we get that light in our heart, amen, John said, I'm not that light, but I bear witness of that light. Amen. I've got an interception. Amen. That light now shines through me. And the light that shined in darkness, amen, that light that shined unto men, is now illuminating my life. And men and women can see it if I'm so mind to let it shine. Amen. I wish somebody say tonight, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I said, hide it under a bushel, no. Amen. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Amen. Let it shine all over Wrightsville. Let it shine all over the neighborhood. Let it shine all over town. Amen. Let it shine wherever I am. Amen. With the right attitude and a Christ-like spirit. Amen. Living for God wherever I might be, sold out, surrendered, amen, under his leadership, possessed of Jesus. I said possessed of Jesus. Amen. Other night, Seth was messing with Isaiah at the table and said, man, he's devil-possessed, Daddy. Amen. Isaiah said, I'm Jesus possessed. He said, I'm Jesus possessed. You know what we need to do tonight? We need to get Jesus possessed. I said, we need to get Jesus possessed. You know, some of them things you said today, you probably wouldn't say it if you'd been Jesus possessed. Amen. That temper flying off the handle, amen, probably would never flew if you were Jesus possessed. Amen. That person that walked by, amen, that God maybe dealt with your heart to say, listen, amen, I love you, and God loves you. Amen, you probably would have never let go by if you'd been Jesus possessed. Amen, why not tonight, let's lay it on the altar. I said, I'm going to make him a good soldier. I promised him I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. Amen, if he wrote my name, amen, that'll be all right, God. Go ahead and write my name in the book of life. Why? Because I put on the armor. I've got the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. My feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen. The sword of the spirit. The helmet of salvation. Amen. I'm a man ready for warfare. And not only that, I got the Holy Ghost in power. I got the greatest ammunition. Amen. That the world could ever offer. I'm meaner than any machine gun. Better than any tanker. More power than any nuclear bomb. It's the Holy Ghost of God that transforms the lives. Amen. Stirs the heart of men and women. Help us, God, tonight. I said, help us to get so stirred. I said, help us to get so stirred. Amen. That we do something. I was in the store this morning to get me something to drink. And lady was talking to me. And I began to walk out, and a bunch of folks were standing in line. And I didn't have a track on me. I started to walk out, and God said, I mean, go back and tell that lady I love her. I mean, there's a lot of folks up there. He's already mad because he's hadn't stand in line. He won't be one cashier there. And the other one's back there doing something. A bunch of them's already angry. You hear them back there fussing. Lady finished step up. I said, excuse me, ma'am, just 1 second. I don't know if she thought I forgot somebody or not. I said, ma'am, I know you're busy and I won't take much of your time. I said, but I was walking out the door. God spoke to my heart. So I know your church background. I don't know if you go to church. I said, well, God told me to tell you he loves you. Turned around again to walk out. But till I looked back, the old girl said, how that cash register she using? Tears rolling out her eyes. I said, tears rolling out her eyes. And about 6 months ago, I wouldn't have done that. I just walked right on out. There ain't no way I can be God. There's too many folks in here. Amen. They're too angry. Amen. You know, ain't nobody say a word. It ain't like that all the time. Ain't nobody say a word. Just stood there like they was astonished. Amen. I thought, oh God. Amen. I want to sell out more to you. Amen. When you talk to me. Amen. I don't want to disobey. Amen. But I want to obey you. I want to obey you and do your will. I'm going to hurry up close here. I got a lot more to preach. Going to get it on another Wednesday night. I thought about, Neil texted me to something the other day. I told him, I said, man, you give me preaching material. Just keep on bringing it. Keep on sending it to me. He said, God's been dealing with him about some things. He said, God's been dealing with him about raising his hands in church and doing things. You know, we justify it. Well, I know I didn't do that, but I'm doing all these other things. God's happy with me. He said, God got dealing with him about doing things when he says to do it. He says, stand up. And we don't. He says, lift your hands. And 5 minutes later, we decide when everybody else is lifting their hands, we lift ours. You know what he said? He said, God spoke to his heart. And he's going to talk to Neil. Talk to him. When Neil says something that's good and spiritual, and he does a lot. I'm telling you, he does a lot. And God's helping the boy. He always knows. Don't take this wrong, Brother Jim. I ain't trying to say I'm somebody. Basically, I ain't trying to say I'm all that. God spoke to me. He said, God got to him with his heart and said, Neil, delayed obedience is disobedience. You don't do it when God says to do it. That's just well saying I ain't going to do it. Amen. Well, I did it 5 minutes down the road. It's time season for everything. And when God moves on us, that's when we need to do it. Amen. That's when He's got the waters just right. Amen. I thought about if I'd have kept on walking, amen, somebody might have said something to that woman that made her mad. And when I went back, after I got in the car, after I decided I need to go back and said, Jesus loves you, she might have been so beside herself. Amen. She didn't hear a word I said, word about the problems of the day. Amen. But I stopped on a dime. Amen. I said, God, I really don't want to do this. I think these folks are going to get mad, but I'm going to do it anyway. All I did was just lean over the cash register from the side. And I said, ma'am, I don't know who you are, where you go to church, if you go to church, but Jesus loves you. Amen. I don't want to delay in obeying God. Amen. God's shaking my foundation. I wish He'd get a hold of some of us tonight and shake us like a rag doll. Amen. Stir our hearts. I said, stir our hearts till the change comes. And you know what? We've had enough revival when folks got stirred. You know what happens? They get stirred up, man. Woo! Excited. That's what stirred means. Amen. They get excited about what's happening. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. They get excited about what God's doing. They're excited about the atmosphere of revival. Amen. But soon as revival's over, amen, they go back to the same place they were. No, we not only need to be stirred, we need to be changed. I said, we need to be changed. I think about men that have gone overseas. I think about men that right here in our country has done things, great things for God. And I appreciate the camp meeting preachers. I appreciate those that are standing behind a pulpit in front of the crowd and preach the gospel straight and right. Remember how many of those men, and I don't want to sound this, I make this sound like self, I'm being self-righteous here. Remember, that's what God began to talk to my heart about. How many of us that fill a pulpit, we think we've done our obligation. Remember, get down in the muck and the mire and say, listen, it ain't all about me. It ain't all about just preaching camp meetings and preaching revivals and going on the mission field. It's about going into the highways and the hedges and not saying, I wish you'd come. Oh, it'd be nice if you come to church. But the Bible says, go compel them. Amen. Go compel them. Why? Amen. Go compel them that thy house might be filled. Amen. That's what he told the servants. When nobody was coming to the marriage or making invitation, he said, I want you to go out to the highways. All the noblemen have been invited. They didn't come. All those that are wealthy, they didn't come. Amen. Now you get on that main street. You get out where everybody's traveling. Say, listen, there's a party going on. Amen. There's good things in the house. We've got what you need. We've got food. We've got drink. Amen. We've got an atmosphere.
atmosphere of joy. Amen. Come celebrate with us. He said, not only that, you go into those hedges. Amen. Those places that are fenced in. Amen. Those places that look like nobody else wants to go to. Amen. Those places we pass by and say, I'll pray for them, but I ain't going down there. I'm telling you, that's where God said, go. Amen. Go and compel them. Amen. Go past the boundaries where a lot of folks stop. That's why they were doing Acts. They thought they was crazy down with the Gentiles. They thought they had lost their mind. But God was pouring it out on the Gentile. And if the Jew wanted, they could have it too. I'm telling you tonight, that's what kind of spirit. That's what kind of attitude we ought to have.
Can we stop right there? We stop right there. You know, we talk about the love of the church. But how many churches really have outreach? How many churches really have outreach? Oh, go to nursing home. That's a good thing. Go to nursing home. That's a good thing. That's the only outreach we got. We're in trouble. Oh, man. I'm thankful for what God's doing for us. When Michael goes to the prison, that's a great outreach. Amen. But Tim and Sister Marcia done joined the Red Cross. And then what a great outreach to go to folks that are hurting in devastation. And then not only hand them food, but say, I got something better for you. And I got Jesus. Amen. But we need more. I said, we need more. Amen. Need somebody to get a ministry. Amen. Maybe it's calling folks on the phone, writing letters, doing whatever. Amen. Men and women that say, listen, I got a day off coming up. I ain't just going to sit in the house, relax, and rest from what I've done all week. But I'm going to go tell somebody about Jesus. I mean, how many times do you see wholeness men and wholeness women standing on a street corner? I see them. There is a way unto life. Amen. That leadeth to eternal life. And Jesus Christ is that way. Amen. We need to go compel them. I said beg them. And some pulling them out of the fire. Amen. So with fear. Amen. I'm afraid some are going to burn and go to hell. If I have to get my hands sooty. If I have to get some burns. I'm going to do all I can to reach in. I'm going to do all I can to make a difference to the power of Christ in somebody's life. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. If your light be hid, come on now. If your light be hid. You know, we're hoping. And I believe the church has a purpose. But you know, I believe what this is for. To encourage us to go out. Amen. To encourage us that when others come in, that they get saved. Amen. And they get encouraged to go out. I said, heard somebody say years ago, each one, reach one. I'm going to put a challenge to you tonight before we pray. Amen. I want everybody that's in this congregation tonight, amen, before Saturday or Sunday, before Sunday comes, I want you to get somebody on your heart. I'm not just talking about just going out. If you want to go out and just knock on doors or invite somebody to church, go ahead and do that. But I want you to pray. I want you to pray between now and then and say, God, lay somebody on my heart. And if you want me to talk to, and I'll go. Amen. I'll make contact with them, and I'll invite them to the house of God. I'll do what you ask me to do. And would you do that? Would you pray? Ask God. Try to reach somebody. Amen. I was talking to John Sunday. I said, man, I'm glad you come to church. He said, persistence paid off. He said, Bruce has been after me and after me to come. He said, I finally came. Amen. Let's get our hearts stirred. Let's get our hearts stirred. You know, I say this and I don't mean no harm by it, but I have, let's just say me. You got in that mentality, this is the way we always do things. If you do it any different, folks ain't gonna go for that. Ought we to obey man or God? They beat the disciples. They hated them. They wanted no part of them because they're stirring everybody up. You know why? They'll say, man, this ain't what we got, just ain't working. Give us that. Give us that. Amen. Stir our hearts tonight. Everybody would stand to your feet. You know, there's things we got we hold on to that are dear. And some let go of money more easily than do other things. Money is not the problem. And some can let go of just personal things easier than they can money. I'm telling you, God gave you everything you got. If He wants it back, He can take it at any moment. He can take it at any moment. You better be thankful He's given it to you. And what I do tonight, God, it's all yours. Whatever you tell me to do with it, I'll do. And God ain't going to leave you destitute and abandoned if you give what He asks you to. He's got a purpose behind it. He's got a purpose. And then let go of what you consider good and grab a hold to the great. And grab a hold to that which is great. I remember one time, I got to stand, we're going to pray. This man came to the drugstore. And Matt said, they just came by, and they paid him for breaking Pine Star. The Mexican guy counted out $5,000 cash. Watch him when he counted it out. An old time, my old college man came in. And Matt was kidding around with him. He said, I got you beat today. He said, I got more money in my pocket than you got in yours. You're going to be able to overhaul us. And he said, you reckon so? He said, I tell you what. If I ain't got more money in the front of my overhauls than you got in your pocket and in this pharmacy, he said, you can have what I got on me. Wallet, everything I got. He said, put your money where your mouth is. You watch this, Linda? That old man probably had about $5,000-$6,000 easy somewhere. More than that, all I've heard is have more money than that. But at that time, in his front pocket of his overhaul, he had $20. $20. He left a man with $5,000 in his hand. I don't believe in betting and doing things like that. And I'm thinking, man, God's got so much for us. We said, well, this is too valuable to even think about giving it up. Now, if I say I'll give him angle, right? I'll never make what I got. And if we just realize, with man, it might not happen. But if we say, God, here it is. All I got, I give to you. I'll let go of what's so precious. You're going to have great things in God. Would you come tonight? Let's pray. Ask God to help us. I said, let's ask God.